Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Big stories, big guests, the big picture. Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge. Weekdays 12:30 to 3, 770 CHQR.
I am excited to let you know what the four current shortlist team names are. The Atlantic Admirals, the Atlantic Convoy, of course, the Atlantic Schooners, and the Atlantic Storm.
Well, they're already talking names, so that's significant. And that would be the name of a CFL team in Halifax. So they announced today the details of a season ticket drive and also then a name the team contest. So I think a big part of it is to gauge the interest for a franchise in Atlantic Canada. I think there is interest. Obviously, there's the big obstacle at this point of getting a stadium built in Halifax. I guess it would at least help guide Halifax City Council in knowing that there is a franchise on the table. You know, not like Quebec City where we're going to build this new arena and we'll get the Nordiques and... Yeah, maybe not. I think clearly, look, if you build a stadium, there will be a CFL team. That seems to be where the league is at this point. Because to have a Canadian football league, ideally you'd want to be kind of a coast-to-coast league. And it's been pointed out for a long time that, you know, you're lopping off a significant part of the country. There's nothing in the Maritimes, nothing in Atlantic Canada. But wouldn't it be great to have a coast-to-coast league? You know, leagues like numbers. The NHL wants to be at 32 teams. The CFL would love to be at 10 teams, to have five in the West, five in the East. So it would tick off all of those boxes. The idea of a CFL team in Atlantic Canada, it's been around for a long time. The Atlantic Schooners, you heard reference to it in that soundbite there, is a name that was selected back in the early 80s. When a conditional expansion franchise was granted. Now, obviously, that team never took the field. There never was a field for it to take. This time, though, looks as though it might be different. Well, joining us to talk a bit more about the history of the Atlantic Schooners, the interest in the idea, and whether this time will be when it actually happens. John Ryerson joins us. He's a businessman in Nova Scotia, is director of events for the Atlantic Schooners. AtlanticSchooners.ca is their website, by the way. John, great to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
So, might it actually happen this time? How are you feeling about this?
Well, I'm feeling really good, as you can imagine, with what's been going on as of late. I believe that the group involved in this program is moving the ball down the field at the speed in which it needed to be moved down the field in order for it to happen. So. I have all the confidence in the world that this will take place.
Now, people might not be familiar with the history of, you know, the idea, the concept and the name, the Atlantic Schooners, because it was back in 1984, wasn't it, that there was a conditional expansion franchise granted?
Right. Just to give you a brief history, in 1984, the CFL granted a franchise to Atlantic Canada contingent upon building a stadium. I've heard that before.
Right. Yeah.
And unfortunately, what happened was is the ownership group went out and named the team and got the season tickets were sold and did everything they were supposed to do. And then with the stadium not coming together, the team collapsed, so to speak, which is kind of an interesting fact in itself that the Atlantic Schooners are the only professional sports team in North America ever to be awarded a franchise and never play a game.
Yeah.
So that's where we're undefeated.
That's right. But but it's been an active presence. I mean, people who go to the Grey Cup each year would be familiar, perhaps, with the Schooners, the kitchen party, the famous kitchen party. There's one coming up in Edmonton in conjunction with this Grey Cup. So, you know, the Schooners have always kind of been there, even though, you know, they haven't had an actual team on the field.
It's interesting because the Schooner dream was revived, and it had something to do with Western Canada, believe it or not. I was a resident of Regina, Saskatchewan, cheered for the Rough Riders for a very long time, but was born in Nova Scotia. And when I left Saskatchewan and moved back to Atlantic Canada, there was no more football. So as I dug into football and read the article on the Schooners and so forth and so on, it was then we decided to resurrect that team. And if nothing else, attend the Grey Cup festivals with our own name and our own identity. And what happened was it started out as a group of four or five people going from the Maritimes to the Grey Cup. And then it just took on a life of its own right after the Ottawa kitchen party. And then we've been to the last 11 ever since. And this year will probably be the largest team party at Grey Cup. Did I say team party? Yeah. Largest team party at Grey Cup. So we're excited about that. They're going to unveil the name of the team at our venue at 6 o'clock on Friday. That's the 23rd. So we're pretty excited about that because we're hoping that perhaps the team name will recognize what it would be, maybe even be wearing a jersey with it on there or something.
Well, it's got to be Atlantic Schooners, doesn't it?
Well, you know, if it was my money, it would be the Atlantic Schooners, but it's not my money. And they're doing the right thing. They're doing a name the team contest, which starts today. One of the four names on the ballot, so to speak, is the Atlantic Schooners. I had met with the Anthony LeBlanc from Maritime Football several times and indicated to him just through my experience that this team needs to start with the word Atlantic and go from there. And he was in agreement that would make perfectly good sense. So we're expecting that this year in Edmonton will be our biggest event ever. We have the Shaw. We're in the Shaw Center, Hall D, which holds about 1,500 people. And with this announcement coming, I believe we're going to be very, very busy.
Well, in terms of how viable this would be, and maybe that's been one of the questions, that you know, Halifax on its own as a city, maybe not big enough for a professional sports franchise. Certainly there's a lot in terms of the broader Maritime region with that fan base. Are people prepared to you know, make that drive to Halifax? You think there's a viable fan base to sustain a team in the Maritimes?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I know that the fans from Calgary drive to Edmonton, and I know the fans from Regina, from Saskatoon, drive to Regina. The distance would be the same to larger centers. But going back to Halifax for a second, Halifax population is touching close to 500,000 people. And as I was clearly made aware of today, that there are 19 or 20 cranes in the sky over top the city. It's very, 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 very busy city right now. And the development that's taking place in Halifax is something we've waited for a very, very long time. This is the time for a professional sports team in that region, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and to sort of be, you know, that first in Atlantic Canada, that there would be, I think, a lot of excitement, even from people who might be sort of kind of football fans, but just something for everybody to rally around and unite behind. There would be certainly, I think, initially, for sure, a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I think that we, you know, the team and the ownership group has to educate the public as to exactly what the product is. It's hard to get your head around what the product is if you've never experienced it. Once you experience it, it's not a problem. Then you become almost addicted. Mm-hmm. It's a great game. It's a great sport, and I believe that as soon as this thing starts to move a little faster, there's going to be a lot more momentum and a lot more people interested in buying season tickets and so forth and so on. It's got to move at the right speed, in which I think it is. I just want to give a shout out to Calgary for a second. When the Atlantic Schooners kitchen party started almost 12 years ago, there was one team in the league that always seemed to embrace the Atlantic Schooners, and that team was Calgary. The Calgary fans and the people associated with the team in the Grey Cup always were there in support right from day one, from attending our venues to participating and making sure that we had whatever we needed. So our hats in Atlantic Canada go off to Calgary this year, and thank you for the support, and good luck with those Stampeders in the Grey Cup.
Yeah, you know what? And I tell you, it would be a lot of fun because there's still a lot of Maritimes expats here in Alberta that for the Atlantic Schooners to be coming to town to play the Stampeders, to see those fans in the crowd too. I mean, that would be pretty neat. So let's hope it happens. I guess the coming weeks and months are going to be very telling. But as you say, things are looking good.
Yes, they are. So we just have to wait.
Well, much more AtlanticSchooners.ca. John, thanks for making some time for us here today. Really appreciate this.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
There you go. John Ryerson, Director of Events with the Atlantic Schooners, which has kind of existed as like an unofficial entity really since the 80s. And they do have a presence each year at the Grey Cup, and folks who go regularly may have seen them. They'll be at the Grey Cup this year in Edmonton. You think that the year I heard bandied about would be, 2021 for a team to take the field. So still a few years away. But I guess when you think about getting all of that in place, building a stadium, that would be kind of a quick turnaround.
Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge, starting at 12:30 on News Talk 770 Calgary.